Lesson 4C, Exercises 6 and 7. William.
I remember going on Protestant marches when I was a little kid and watching the bands and waving a Union Jack. It was a lot of fun. My granddad, who died a few years back, was a police officer, and so was my uncle. But he was killed back in the 80s by Republican terrorists. That was a terrible time for my mum and dad. My parents think that Northern Ireland should remain part of the UK, and I'm of the same opinion. But, you know, as I grew up, I realised that the labels we give each other do a lot of harm. I can see now that dividing people into those who want Ireland to be united and those who want Northern Ireland to stay part of the UK isn't helpful. It divides the two communities and stops us from getting to know and understand each other. I've decided that I don't want to be part of religious intolerance anymore. We need to break out of the mindset where we view people from the other community as the enemy. It isn't easy though, and it'll take a long time.
Niamh.
I'm glad that the IRA have given up their weapons, because you get nowhere by shooting and bombing. But I come from a nationalist family, and I'd like to see a united Ireland. The island of Ireland should never have been divided into two parts, but I think we should try to achieve reunification by peaceful means. The other thing that really needs to change in Northern Ireland is the education system, because most Protestants and Catholics go to separate schools. They don't mix. About 9 out of 10 children in Northern Ireland go to faith schools. You can spend your entire childhood without having a conversation with someone from the other faith community. Until that changes, it'll be very difficult to heal the divisions in our society. I'm going to send my kids to an integrated school, one that both Protestants and Catholics go to, for sure.